This is KCUR. For more than three decades, Kansas City audiences have gathered to watch the classic ballet, The Nutcracker, following Clara's midnight journey into the land of sweets. This year, Kansas City Ballet transformed the production with new costumes, new sets, and new choreography. KCUR's Julie Deniche has been tracking some of the changes over the last few months.
Sunshine streams into the Todd Bolander Center for Dance and Creativity. Auditions in August mark the start of the Nutcracker season. On this day, 200 young dancers march across the rehearsal space. They're all hoping to stand out and be chosen. But all the steps are new, and the stakes are much higher. Music director Ramona Pansagra says this season marks the beginning of a new era at the Kansas City Ballet.
There's nothing that is small in this production. It's all big. We're probably 18, 20 months into it already, because not only do you have to make those decisions about the music, you have to make those decisions about the sets and the costumes.
I'm going to let you breathe.
Okay.
And we'll see if that adjustment's going to work for you.
All right, sounds good. All right.
Downstairs in the costume shop, dancer Sarah Chun stands before a mirror wearing a deep red bodice and antique green tutu.
Turn around for
the
me
beginnings
now,
of a rose costume designed by New York costume designer Holly Hines.
Did you wear your red leotard because you knew you were putting this on today?
Yes, I picked it out just for the fitting.
Okay.
Chun jokes with Hines as the costume fitters work quickly to pin the satin fabric.
Okay, go ahead, tell me how that feels.
It's good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. Hines is designing all the costumes from the smallest baby mouse to the sugar plum fairy. There's a lot more work ahead, but so far, Hines says, she likes what she sees.
All right. The original inspiration on the rose was that she wasn't a brand new, perfect rose. It was more a rose that you've enjoyed for a few days, and it starts to get a little dark around the edges, and you know what's coming, but you want to enjoy this richer, middle-aged look. That's why this crunchy, sort of twisted edge that's still a pretty little petal, but it's just a little wiser, it's just a little more seasoned, if you will. She is really going to be a stunner.
Great. Good. That's it. Step back. One, dee da dee da. Walk over here and come this way. Yeah, okay.
The dancers won't know the steps until artistic director Devin Carney creates them. This is his first full length Nutcracker, and there's still more choreography to dream up before opening night. Carney says he knows the clock is ticking.
It's kind of a moment in time where the puzzle pieces are starting to form into more than just indiscriminate colors and shapes, and that you're actually starting to see pictures now, which is really exciting, frankly. But there's a lot of glue that still needs to be applied in order for the show to really be cohesive. Ramona, can you play on 82, right on 82?
All right.
Thanks. And
new dance steps bring fresh challenges for all involved. And Ramona Pansagra says keeping it all flowing together is the job of the music director.
That's the other thing that's changed a lot in the choreography. It's hard, a lot harder than it was. And so there's always that game of, so it's hard, do I slow down to give them more time? Or it's hard, so do I speed up so they don't get stuck in the floor and can't get into the air? So there's a lot of those types of decisions for me as a music director to make.
Once the decisions are all made and the curtain rises in December, Carney says he looks forward to reactions from the youngest members of the audience.
One of my favorite things to do is watch the moments where you see little girls' eyes pop wide open or their mouth goes, oh. Those moments just make me want to cry. They're just beautiful because, you know, that's what the holidays are all about. And that's what, for me, Nutcracker is all about, is a chance to discover or rediscover their childlike heart. Because we all have it. We just got to let it come out.
And as the final stages of production come to a close, Carney says he will finally be able to take a deep breath and enjoy the show. For KCUR 89.3, this is Julie Deniche.
6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Yay.